Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome into Feeling Blue as part of the Block M Podcast Network. Here with you, kicking off a new month on Thursday, June 1st, headed into Friday, June 2nd. I am Luke Yardy, joined by Scotty White. Apologize for the absence last week, but we are back at it here this week. Scotty White, what's going on, my man? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty well. Yeah, like you said, it's June 1st today, and you know it's really starting to feel like summer, and we can really feel the college football season coming, man. It's just a few months away, and yeah, we got some game times announced too. So excited to talk about all that.
Yeah, man. We got some information, which is finally here. In terms of TV schedules and TV kickoff times and where they're going to be played. So we're going to get into that part of it a little bit, Scotty, because you and I, we kind of had the same thoughts here when we saw the schedule releases. Michigan against Eastern Carolina on the 2nd is going to be played on Peacock exclusively. Now, we find that to be bad. I'd be really pissed off if I was a Michigan State fan and I saw the Washington game is going to be on Peacock as well. I mean, just as a college football fan, that one, it's like, come on, man. This is a non-conference game against two Power Five teams. You're going to hide this behind Peacock. And just in general, I don't like where sports programming is going. Like, we saw Thursday Night Football go exclusively to Amazon, right? Here this last year. Now DirecTV Sunday Ticket, or excuse me, not DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket is moving from DirecTV to YouTube TV. Now we got some college football on Peacock. A lot of college football games might be ESPN Plus only. It's a lot happening, and I quite frankly, I don't like where it's going.
Yeah, dude, I'm on the same page with you. I hate it. You need 100 different subscriptions to different websites to watch anything now. And when it was just like TV shows and stuff, I'm like, okay, just don't touch my sports. And then, like you said, NFL season, Thursday Night Football, I'm like, okay, I'm not liking this. Don't touch college football. And Peacock, I already have Hulu, Netflix, YouTube. Like, I don't want to get another subscription. And like, I'm what am I going to do? I'm not going to not watch college football. Like, that's not an option. So I'm going to have to get it. I haven't looked into Peacock. I'm hoping it's on the cheaper side of things compared to some other subscriptions. But yeah, I really don't like the road we're going down right now. This one I saw, I was like, all right, it's just East Carolina. At least it's not against a better opponent, but I mean, there's still eight, nine games on the schedule where we don't have a time yet. So, and seeing that Michigan State, Washington, like that's crazy. Like that's a big game. And a lot of people are going to want to be watching it and exclusively on Peacock. That is really surprising. I'm really worried that, maybe some of Michigan's bigger games are going to, end up on streaming services. And I really hope that that's not the case because I don't like the road that we're going down right now with all these subscriptions.
No, it's crazy, man. And, I know last year, because Notre Dame has so Peacock is NBC's streaming service, right? So I actually have Peacock, so this doesn't really affect me. It's more of the principality of the matter, just in the sense of what could be, right? Because all of a sudden, remember when the cord cutting thing, like that was a thing to, like, because cable prices were going crazy, got these cheaper options and things like that. The thing was, When you did that, it was pretty much Netflix at the time, right? Like that was the big thing. And then, oh, you could cord cut with like Sling or Hulu TV or something like that. But Netflix, you had all the movies and the TV shows. And if you didn't really watch TV, go ahead and just get that. Well, then people, all these other companies that were outsourcing their stuff to Netflix saw how much money Netflix was raking in and, oh, why are we giving it to them? Why don't we create our own? And now we've got 45 freaking streaming offshoots of every single thing. And now they're all trying to get in the live sports game. And it's going to ultimately cost us as sports fans in the long run, right? Like it is going to be way more to subscribe to all of these different streaming services than if we just would have had cable. And then what's going to happen, like it always does, 10 years, 15 years down the line, after everyone's fed up, someone's going to come up with the genius idea to bundle all these together into one service, and we're going to go right back to having cable-like services, man. It's so damn annoying. I don't understand it. Like, just the live sports aspect. Why are we touching this? And why are the leagues agreeing to this? Like I understand the money might be there now, but ultimately you could be in the long run kind of not, you could be ousting potential fans, right? Like that's the thing. Why are people fans of sports so much in this country? I guarantee most of it is because the access to being able to watch the sports, like that has been the biggest key. So, And I think a perfect example of this, Scotty, is I live, you know, and I'm from the UP, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing about the UP, for those that don't understand, yes, it's part of Michigan, but it is half it is split pretty much down the middle, half Lions, half Packers fans up here. And the reason for that is back in the early TV days, they didn't bring Lions games on TV up here. The only games you could get for TV were Packers games. And that's why so many people up here became Packers fans. And that's what I see, potentially happening. All of a sudden, younger generations aren't going to be watching these games because they're not easy access. Maybe a family only has two of the 17 streaming services you could have out there. And all of a sudden, you can't get access to some of these games because this is only the tip of the iceberg, right? Like, this is, I mean, yeah, there's, you know, Michigan ECU on Peacock this year and Washington, Michigan State on Peacock here this year. But what about next year? All of a sudden, they're going to have four games exclusively to Peacock. And I understand the business move because you want to drive subscriptions to your streaming platform. And I understand that. But ultimately, down the line, there's going to be a tipping point here and people are going to be fed up with it. And you're going to lose out on potential future fans.
Oh, yeah, dude, 100%. And I didn't know that about the UP and why there's so many Packers fans up there. But it makes complete sense. And I kind of have had like a direct experience with this because of the Tigers. Like when I lived with my parents, I could, you know, easily throw on Bally Sports and watch the Tigers. And now after I've moved out and I even like have like an Xfinity login to use Bally Sports, but then for some reason, I mean, first of all, there's blackouts all the time in baseball, which sucks, but basically it's become impossible to watch the Tigers for me. And yeah, they also suck, which isn't helping, but I've definitely noticed my interest dropping a little bit since I haven't been able to watch the games. And yeah, I mean, down the line, like you said, nobody's going to be a fan of something if they can never watch it and never be exposed to it. And it's also hurting the current fans. So, you know, not like a lot of people can't afford to have 30 different subscriptions to every single site that's offering live TV and movies and shows. We've already got a few that are starting to have live sports. And I will say this too, to anybody listening, if you want to get your Peacock subscription, I just looked it up. It looks like they do have a little promo going on right now where you can sign up with a Summer of Peacock code and get a year for $19.99. So, I mean, that's a good deal right there. It looks like it goes up a good amount after that, but I mean, that's better than spending the full price right away. And if you want to watch Michigan week one and you're not going to be at the stadium, that looks like that's your only option.
Yeah. What sucks about it, and I totally understand because I have Peacock And if I didn't have Peacock, I would get it to watch his game. But ultimately, people are going to do exactly what we're talking about. And the issue is it's going to justify the move for these execs,
right?
You know, because they'll pay for it. Like that's how we're seeing like stuff that used to come standard on cars, right? Yeah. All of a sudden you got to pay extra for them. You might have some of these dealerships have like subscriptions for certain features on your car. Anyone who plays like video games, they used to sell the complete game, but then they found out people will pay extra for the DLC, and they stopped making, you know, the full games at price, or excuse me, on one disc. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's five different DLCs that you're paying $5 to $10 for each of those, and they're making double the profit. Like, as soon as that starts happening, that's the justification to continue down the road with that business model. And I'm not saying don't get Peacock or whatever to take a stand, because guess what? At the end of the day, man, I wouldn't miss out on a Michigan game either. So it really just sucks. And it makes me hate Kevin Warren for what he's done with the scheduling, and not only just this, but for the promising what NBC and forcing Michigan State and Penn State to play that game at Ford Field on Friday of Thanksgiving weekend, which is screwing up the MHSAA state championship game formats when they played Friday, Saturday. Now they have to play Saturday, Sunday. So all of that, coupled with the fact that I Kevin Warren completely screwed Michigan by making some calls to the replay booths in East Lansing back in 2021, man, I just got so many reasons to hate this dude.
Yeah, dude, I am not a big fan of him either. But yeah, it's really a vicious cycle going on with stuff like you were just saying. I mean, like I said at the beginning of this show, I'm gonna get it. Like, I'm not gonna not watch Michigan football. You know, I get 12 of those Saturdays a year. Like, I'm going to cherish every single one. But yeah, it is, it's really frustrating. You know, it's something that we used to not have to pay extra for, and it's slowly becoming something that we have to pay extra for, you know, unless Luke wants to share his Peacock password with everybody, but you know, I'm not sure that's going to be the case. So yeah, I'm definitely going to have to get the subscription. I mean, do you know also if was NBC announcing all of the Big Ten games that are going to be on Peacock and NBC, or is there still a chance that some of these other games will end up on Peacock too?
Yeah, I haven't seen, man, because they only release like the September schedule.
Right.
So they could be doing this all year for all we know.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. You know, I was thinking maybe I'll just go to the game against East Carolina.
Honestly, a way better idea, because that's, you know, Labor Day weekend. Definitely that's the move. Like, I've honestly thinking about it, just going and doing that, because, you know, to hell with that, just on principle alone.
Right.
But I mean, and it's one thing when it's a non-conference mismatch like Michigan and East Carolina. Like I think the first ever Big Ten network game was Michigan App State, unfortunately, in 2007 there, which a lot of people didn't have Big Ten network at the time. And that's kind of why they did it, right? And that, I understand that, like, if it's a game like that, but I cannot fathom them putting Washington, Michigan State behind a paywall, man. Like, that is so freaking greedy to me. It just pisses me off.
Yeah, that is baffling to me. And I do remember that App State game. I remember listening to it on the radio in my garage
you couldn't watch it.
Yeah, didn't have Big Ten. But yeah, I mean, the fact that they're putting that Michigan State Washington game on just shows that, you know, they're not afraid to put these big marquee matchups on a streaming service. So it like you said, it's the tip of the iceberg, and down the line, they're just slowly getting us used to it. And then eventually, you know, more and more of these bigger games are going to end up on there. And yeah, I mean, we're going to have to get it if we want to watch.
And quite honestly, if you've done it, like, watching live sports on a streaming service sucks.
Yeah.
Since everyone has to do it on Peacock, everyone's going to get the feed relatively at the same time. So you don't have to worry about, like, that's the worst, right? Back when I didn't, I ended up going back actually like to DirecTV, after being a cord cutter, just because I hated watching sports on streaming so much. Like being on Twitter, I love live tweeting and having conversations about the games. They're so far behind, dude. It sucks. Like, so I went back to that. That probably won't be an issue here, but I'm worried about, you know, I know Amazon had their problems here at some times with the amount of people that were watching the NFL games and streaming and everything like that. So that's a potential issue too. Like, it could crash because it's streaming, you know, it's not a direct feed from like cable. It's a streaming service. And if it goes down, everyone's effed.
Dude, yeah, that is my biggest concern, because I use YouTube TV at my apartment. And first of all, I'm not sure if you saw anything about this on Twitter a couple weeks ago during, I think it was game one or two of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yes, I remember.
Last 5 minutes was just a Little Mermaid commercial on repeat. And I'm like, what is going on? I thought it was like my Wi-Fi glitching. Like, we have some Wi-Fi problems sometimes. And I go on Twitter, I see everyone else tweeting about it. And I'm like, yeah, this is just YouTube TV. And yeah, I mean, dude, when I like the first game that I had YouTube TV for was Big Ten Championship, Michigan versus Purdue. And I was definitely not like significantly behind, but I would go on Twitter, like go on FanDuel, like check some bets and like see the updates already. And I'm like, this sucks. Like, I hate watching it on streaming services.
I remember people were like, I thought it was just mine, but it was everyone's. Yeah. Like, and it was a great game, like coming down the stretch of that one too.
Right. It was very close. I'm excited for the last 4 minutes. I just made a sandwich too. And yeah, I get to watch Little Mermaid for 5 minutes.
Oh my God, dude, I would have lost my mind. You know, if that happened, like think about that happening, you know, in second half probably won't matter on that September 2nd game, but like, you know, second quarter, something like that, Michigan's got the football and all of a sudden it just goes out, goes to commercial, and then you can't do anything about it. You know,
like that's a problem. Like I need to be seeing every single play of every single game. And that right there is definitely my biggest concern about it.
You know, and it's happened with like cable and cable and dish and everything like that. Like stuff like that has happened. But in the modern age, those also have streaming apps that you can switch to. But this is solely on the streaming. And then what do you switch to, man? You can't go get it on regular NBC.
Right.
You know, you're screwed. You got nothing. You got no recourse.
Yeah, it's going to cause problems. Like I'm sure of it. I just
hate the way sports programming is like going, right? Yeah. Like that's just in general, man. You know, we didn't know how good we had it. We thought we were smarter.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, we're going to cord cut. We're going to stick it to you. Now you're going to bend to our will. And now we're subscribed to 45 fucking things.
Yep. And like we were saying, man, what are we going to do about it? Not pay?
Nothing.
Watch? There's nothing.
We're not going to do anything because we're football junkies. Yep. Like, but this is let's be honest here. It's the only sport that could get away with it, right? Like you talked about, like the Tigers, like that will breed apathy. Like we're already locked in with football because it's there's something about it. It's the rarity of the sport, I think, and I think it's gonna hurt again the sport in the long run because of the younger generations. But for those of us who are already addicted, like they know they got us, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's absolutely nothing that we can do about it. And it's also not just like Michigan has a game on Peacock, so I have to get it. Like I want to watch college football Saturday is like
that's my thing, dude. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a holiday almost. Like I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch football all day, and like I want to watch the games on Peacock too. Especially if Michigan State Washington's on there. Like, I want to watch that game.
Not only that, Scotty, you're locked in.
Yeah.
When you're on there, right? Like when the game goes to commercial, you know, because it's going to. We're probably going to see, you know, freaking touchdown, extra point, commercial, kickoff, commercial.
Yep.
What do you do during those times, right? You go check out, you watch a few plays of the other games that are happening around the country. That's not a thing when you're solely locked into Peacock here. Now, right. Yeah, you can get a couple of different TVs going or whatever, but that's a lot of work for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
And it's something that, you know, I used to do in like college. You don't really do it much anymore. You know, it's like maybe the first one of the years or people are watching it at different places. And then, you know, I think it's going to hurt local businesses because what they have to get 45 subscriptions to Peacock to get it on all their TVs at their establishment, like a sports bar. Like, they're not going to be carrying that game either. So there are just multiple factors why this is just so, so dumb. And I hate it so much.
Yeah, dude, I honestly didn't even think about that. Like, you have, like, if you want to go check on something else, you got to exit out of the app, you know, go load YouTube.
And it takes a long time to load the app back up, right? Yeah. So it's not just a quick flip back.
Right. Like, by the time you're off the app, it's probably like, all right, game's back on. Now it's going to take like 2-3 more minutes and now I'm on the next commercial. Like, it's yeah, man, the more we talk about it, the more pissed off I'm getting about it.
I'm just, you know, and it ultimately, it's hopefully just going to be a couple of games. But again, I you can just see where this is going. It's not just Michigan, East Carolina this year. It's not just Michigan State, Washington. It's what's going to happen moving forward, especially as these contracts get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the only losers in all of that is going to be the consumer, us.
Yeah, we're headed down a dark path right now, man. And yeah, if Michigan, Ohio State ever ends up on like a streaming service, like that, I don't know.
The good news is I don't think Fox would allow that. Like they're gonna bid out the yin yang, right? But
they are locked in, and you're right. Like this is a football only thing. Like that, like I said, there are 12 games of the regular season. Every single one of them is special. That's why I really like baseball. Like I'm a baseball guy. Like I grew up playing baseball. I have not gotten any subscriptions to baseball because I'm like, you know, there are 162 games. The playoffs usually come on TV. I'll tune in then. I'll check on my phone. But I mean, with football, like you said, man, like we're locked in and we don't have a choice in this.
Like, I'll be honest with you. If like tonight's NBA Finals game one, like if it was only on a streaming service that I didn't have, I wouldn't get it. I would just be like, I'll just see highlights or a thing. But Michigan plays freaking East Carolina on a Saturday Labor Day weekend and I don't have the streaming service. Yeah, take my money. Like, what the, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I'd be throwing it up on Stream East, watching it like 10 minutes behind. Like, I'm not. This is the only thing I'm paying it for. Maybe college basketball too, but other than that.
By the way, did you see the Mark Cuban tweet? Then the next day, a bunch of those people who run those sites were like getting arrested and whatnot.
Yeah, dude. Literally, I mean, when I was in college, like that's how me and my friends watched just about everything. Like Michigan football, I would like just like go over to my parents' house to watch it because I was like, I'm not screwing with that. But I mean, I bet, dude, we're in college. Like we're not getting YouTube TV and all these different fancy apps at that point. So Stream East it is.
Support for Feeling Blue is brought to you by Home Field Apparel. And in case you aren't familiar with Home Field, they're a premium collegiate apparel brand based out of Indianapolis. Their stuff is amazing. Not only is it super comfy, not only is it sick, but it's officially licensed gear. So their designs are amazing. The Home Field team studies the history, the traditions, and the legacy of every school. And with all that information, they create thoughtful designs that tell the unique story of each university. They've got brand new Michigan designs that you will not find anywhere else. So from t-shirts to hoodies to crew necks, they have it all. You can proudly represent the maize and blue wherever you are. If you want some brand new good looking Michigan swag for the summer, less than 100 days until they kick it off against East Carolina in the Big House, get your Michigan swag from Home Field. Head to homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code Michigan15 for 15% off your first order. And that's not just 15% off one item. That is going to be 15% off your entire order. Again, get that using promo code Michigan15 at homefieldapparel.com. So from the mad rant to some better news, I guess we could call it here, Scotty, is that Colson Loveland, he is, you know, a Michigan Wolverine that obviously we're going to be watching out for. He had a great, really final portion of that season as a freshman a year ago, expecting big things out of him coming up in his sophomore campaign. He was kind of asking about Michigan in 2023. And he said, quote, "We're going to run the rock. We have a great line, great running backs, great receivers for blocking, but I think we'll spark more in the passing game. We're going to sling it around the yard a little more," end quote. And So I think we heard similar kind of stuff maybe from last coming out of last year, you know, in the off season into this past season. And they did. Let's be honest. They did sling it around a little more. I think they had a little more confidence in JJ McCarthy, but they were still very much a run heavy team. But then late in the season, we saw Michigan start slinging around the yard a little more, starting with that Ohio State game and those final three games. We saw that happen. What do you think the approach is going to be? Is this just kind of off-season talk that you're not putting much stock into, Scotty, or you think Colson Loveland might be telling the truth a little bit here?
You know, it's tough because I feel like we do, you know, kind of hear those comments a lot in the off season, you know, when I'm for some reason I'm drawing a blank on his name. Josh Gattis. When he was saying the speed and space thing, you know, we were really expecting that to be like more of a passing offense, really dynamic. And I remember that year specifically, the offense did not perform that well. But yeah, I mean, the last three games last year, I think because, you know, leading up to the Ohio State game, like we were on this podcast, you know, kind of wondering about the passing game. Like McCarthy looked really good in those first three games in the non-conference, and then Big Ten play started. And, you know, he had his moments, but it didn't quite look like he had really settled in until that Ohio State game. He had a lot of big plays in that game. And then, yeah, the passing game really turned on in the Big Ten championship, and you know, I think probably going down 21-3 and, you know, not having Blake Corum probably plays a little bit of role into that in the semifinal. But man, I mean, JJ obviously had the two pick sixes, but some really good plays to get Michigan back into that game through the air. And yeah, Harbaugh too said, I saw a quote today. He said it's looking like it might be about 50-50 between the run and the pass. And I mean, if JJ McCarthy is taking the offseason strides that he's expected to take, I feel like you kind of have to give him, you know, some more opportunities to throw the ball and, you know, kind of balance out the offense a little bit more than it was last year.
Yeah, I agree with you there because this is the guy now. It's got to be his offense. And obviously, yeah, you got a great offensive line and you got the best running back group in the country between Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards. Like I get it. You're going to run the rock. You're going to
definitely
punish teams, but let this guy sling it around a little bit. Have some trust in him, right? And I think it's going to help you out in the long run. It's going to make your offense way more dynamic. And ultimately this is the next step you take as a program, right? Like you've won back-to-back Big Ten championships. You've made it to the college football playoff. Now what do you need to do to finally clear that last hurdle? And in today's game, like, yeah, you can win the Big Ten, run the football. We've seen that. We've seen it happen the last 2 years with Michigan, but how do you get to that next step? How do you take down Georgia? How do you beat Alabama? You know, in some of these other schools, you know, that probably have a little more talent than you overall in the depth chart. So I think this is going to be a big season for that. And I think we are going to see it open up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's so exciting I feel like in the past, you know, Michigan didn't have as much of a choice because the offensive line and the running backs were the overwhelming strength of the offense, and Michigan didn't really have the quarterback play to put up a style of offense like Ohio State has or Alabama has. But now Michigan has that quarterback play, and that's what's so exciting about this offense. I mean, at every single position group, there's so much talent. And with JJ McCarthy on offense, and we've got Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, you got really good wide receivers in Cornelius Johnson and Roman Wilson. The tight end core is really strong with Colson Loveland and Barner transferring from IU. Obviously the offensive line is just loaded up. It's just really, really strong offense. And I feel like they have the talent to kind of excel at whatever style offense they want to do. And with that talent at all those positions, I mean, I hope that Harbaugh's right and honest about that 50-50 split, because all that talent that kind of deserves to have a 50-50 split, because there's so many guys that, you know, are great weapons on the offense that can do a lot of damage when they have the ball. So I hope that they all I hope that the wealth is distributed pretty evenly.
And ultimately, if that's where you're at around 50-50 and you're having success, man, this offense should be one that's almost impossible to defend. Like, that's what you're shooting for at the end of the day, right? Like, everyone knew what you were doing last year. And hey, let's be honest. Let's give them credit. A lot of the times, even when they knew what Michigan was doing, they couldn't stop them. A lot of teams. But then you run into a TCU situation, not used to forcing at certain times. You almost get the job done, but couldn't quite get there. But ultimately, I think if you're able to play that 50-50, because that's kind of what we've seen Georgia do the last couple of years offensively, and be really, really good at it, keeping teams guessing nonstop. Now you've got the athletes, you got the quarterback, you got the offensive line. This is the time that you figure out a perfect balance and make your offense unstoppable.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that the best offensive performance of the year last year, after, you know, done playing the cupcakes of the early season, was that Ohio State game, when, you know, mistakes were limited. And the passing game was elite and the run game was elite. And Ohio State just, they didn't have any sort of response. Michigan had the big plays through the air. They had the big plays through the ground. Ohio State had their defense had no business out there with Michigan's offense, and they couldn't stop it. And I mean, Ohio State was a missed field goal away from beating Georgia, and Michigan went into their own house and embarrassed them. So it just goes to show what that offense can do to really talented opposing defenses.
Hey, in case you hadn't heard, Manscaped now sells beard products. Once again, revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. So either you want that beard trim, you want a fresh shave, maybe you just want that big bushy beard to be looking solid. You know, it all starts with the Pro Kit. You got the Beard Hedger, a cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel, giving you 20 hair cutting lengths with a single guard, no messy drawers anymore. You get that. You get the beard shampoo, the beard balm. You get a sick beard brush. You're going to be looking amazing. Grow it out, fellas. Get it at manscaped.com. And guess what? We're going to hook you up 20% off and free shipping. All you have to do is head to manscaped.com and insert promo code MNB20. That's MNB20 for 20% off and free shipping from manscaped.com. Well, Scotty, as we wrap things up here on this week's Feeling Blue, where can we find you on social media, my man?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. All of the off-season content for football and the podcast can be found there, so give me a follow.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We love to get feedback from you. And we've got so many great shows on the Block M Podcast Network. Make sure to check them all out. Out of the Blue, Future Blue. So many great shows getting you through this summer, getting you through this offseason until we get to Michigan football. So make sure to listen to those shows, subscribe, rate, leave a review for all of these shows wherever you get your podcasts on the Block M Podcast Network. So for my partner, Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on Feeling Blue.